Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges. Reiterates government policy and strategies focused on serving public interest. U.S. Central Command announces arrival of 3,500 Marines and sailors in West Asia. Nepal announces to investigate assets of political leaders and high-ranking officers for the last 35 years. And Aryna Sabalenka lifts Miami Open Tennis Women's Singles title. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges. He said he had spoken at length in Parliament and held detailed discussions with the chief ministers about tackling the crisis arising from the ongoing West Asia conflict. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh yesterday, the Prime Minister appealed to the people to face this crisis with a calm mind and patience, calling it the greatest strength of Indians.
ये पूरे विश्व में परेशानी पैदा करने वाला संकट है हमें अपने देश की सबसे ज्यादा चिंता करने है और यही हम भारतीयों की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है जो भारतीयों के हक में है जो भारत के हित में है वही भारत सरकार की नीति और रणनीति है मुझे पूरा भरोसा है कि देश के सभी राजनीतिक दल देश के एकजुट प्रयासों को वो बल देंगे ताकत देंगे
Mr. Modi reiterated that what is in the interest of Indians and in the interest of India, that alone is the policy and strategy of the government of India. He expressed confidence that all political parties will lend strength to the country's united efforts. United States Central Command, CENTCOM, has announced that a task force of 3,500 Marines and sailors aboard USS Tripoli has arrived in West Asia. The America-class amphibious assault ship serves as the flagship for the Tripoli Amphibious Ready Group and the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit, which together comprise about 3,500 sailors and Marines, along with transport and strike fighter aircraft, as well as amphibious assault and tactical assets. The arrival is part of a broader U.S. military build-up linked to the ongoing tensions with Iran. Several media outlets reported earlier on Thursday that the Pentagon is considering deploying up to 10,000 additional ground troops to the Middle East, providing Donald Trump with more military options beyond diplomacy. While the exact deployment locations remain unclear, sources say the forces are expected to be positioned within striking distance of Iran, including its critical oil export hub on Kharg Island. Qatar and Ukraine have signed a defense cooperation agreement during Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Doha, as both countries discussed regional tensions and ways to strengthen bilateral ties. Mr. Zelensky met Qatar's Amir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani yesterday and reviewed regional and international developments. Qatar's defense ministry said the agreement includes cooperation in countering missile threats and unmanned aerial systems, as well as the exchange of expertise between the two countries. The deal comes as Ukraine draws on its experience defending against drone and missile attacks during its war with Russia. Ukraine has also agreed to cooperate on defense with the United Arab Emirates amid escalating tensions in the region. The U.S. Central Command has dismissed Iranian forces' claims that they have struck two hideouts of the U.S. Army, hosting more than 500 soldiers in Dubai. Additionally, the Central Command released the footage of its airstrikes on the Iranian naval vessels amid heightened tensions in West Asia. Earlier, Iran had claimed that the U.S. had suffered heavy casualties in the strikes. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates has said that its air defense system successfully intercepted multiple aerial threats, including 20 ballistic missiles and 37 unmanned aerial vehicles launched from Iran. Yemen's Houthis have targeted Israel in an escalation of the ongoing West Asia conflict using a barrage of cruise missiles and drones. In a statement, Yahya Sari, the Houthis military spokesperson, claimed that the operation was successful. This comes moments after the Iranian-backed group in Yemen officially joined the conflict in the region. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. In Nepal, the new government has announced that it will set up a committee to investigate the assets of political leaders and high-ranking officers who have held public office from 1990 to 2026. The government, led by Prime Minister Balendra Shah, said in a 100-point governance reform agenda that a powerful asset investigation committee will be formed within 15 days. The decision comes at a time when several politicians who've led the government over the past three decades are facing allegations of corruption, with calls for a probe body growing from various quarters. Perceived corruption amid political leaders has been cited as one of the reasons behind the Gen Z movement in September last year, which led to the ouster of the government led by former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that fisheries in India are a vital source of livelihood and food security, supporting more than 9 million fishermen, largely comprising small, traditional and artisanal fishermen practicing sustainable methods. He said this while speaking at the ministerial session on fishery subsidies at the World Trade Organization's 14th ministerial conference in Cameroon. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the session, he highlighted India's proactive and historical conservation efforts. He also emphasized the need to ensure that emerging decisions remain fair and do not disproportionately impact vulnerable communities. Mr. Goyal also held a meeting with Mozambique's Minister of Economy, Basilio Zafanias Mohate, on the sidelines of the WTO conference. In the United States, mass protests swept across the country as hundreds of thousands gathered in cities nationwide under the banner No Kings, targeting President Donald Trump's immigration and foreign policy. Organizers said the demonstrations were part of a coordinated international mobilization with more than 3,000 events planned across the country. The flagship rally at the Minnesota state capital, St. Paul, drew one of the largest crowds with estimates of over 2 lakh participants. Protesters marched, chanted slogans, and held signs criticizing the Trump administration, particularly its immigration enforcement actions and involvement in the Iran conflict. In several cities, demonstrators lined major cities, major streets, while others gathered in public squares, waving placards and chanting in unison. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand stated that in America, people do not bow to kings. Several European politicians, campaigners and political representatives attending the ongoing 61st session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva have called for closer scrutiny of Pakistan's special trade status under the Generalized Scheme of Preferences Plus GSP Plus granted by the EU, citing growing concerns over the country's worsening human rights record. According to a report in EU Today, a meeting heard allegations of religious persecution, political repression, enforced disappearances, and the failure of successive Pakistani governments to safeguard basic rights. Moving on to sports, in tennis, Belarusian Arina Sabalenka defeated American Coco Gauff in the women's singles final of Miami Open in Florida with a score of 6-2, 4-6, 6-3. Sabalenka delivered a powerful performance to claim the title. She becomes the first player to complete the Sunshine Doubles since Iga Swiatek in 2022. She is the fifth woman to achieve the feat, joining Steffi Graf, Kim Clijsters, Victoria Azarenka and Swiatek. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges. Reiterates government policy and strategy is focused on serving the public interest. U.S. Central Command announces arrival of 3,500 Marines and sailors in West Asia. Nepal announces to investigate assets of political leaders and high-ranking officers for the last 35 years. And Arina Sabalenka lifts Miami Open tennis women's singles title. That is the end of this news bulletin.